Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto and Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald say they're making affordable housing a priority in 2017. Metropolis Magazine considers Jonathan Rose one of the country's foremost developers of affordable, environmentally sensitive, and socially conscious housing. He spoke with 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston about how the Pittsburgh area is addressing the affordable housing challenge.
Is there a specific definition of affordable housing, and does it vary by geographic region, say by level of government, be it federal, state, or local?
Affordable housing is housing that is affordable to people who are earning under 60% of the area median income. And then there are subsets within that. So very low-income housing is people earning under 30% of area median income, and there are grades in between.
Would you say overall we're seeing a need for more affordable housing in the nation's cities?
We are absolutely seeing a need for affordable housing in the nation's cities and outside the cities. Today, there is more suburban poverty than urban poverty. And what's particularly hard about that is that people who live in the suburbs have much higher transportation costs. Today, there are 20 million American families that spend more than 50% of their income on housing and more than 20% of their income, often 30% of their income, on transportation. So they're spending 80% of their income on housing and transportation. There's nothing else left over.
One of the challenges we see in cities is gentrification. It's become a lightning rod when discussing urban redevelopment and improvement. How do you create affordable housing in areas that are being gentrified?
We believe the most important tool is inclusionary zoning. New York City now says that if one wants a zoning variance, automatically the starting point is that 30% of the housing has to be affordable. The other thing that's really critical, and I know it's one of the areas that Pittsburgh has been focusing on, is also the issue of affordable housing preservation. So not only do we need to build new stock, we need to preserve our existing stock.
What are you seeing here in Pittsburgh that you think is working?
Every city that I've encountered is making an effort to deal with its affordable housing crisis, which is fantastic. But I have not seen any city that is solving the problem at the scale that the problem exists. So if you really look at the rapid decline in affordable housing in Pittsburgh because people are opting out of affordability because these neighborhoods are so rapidly improving and gentrifying and real estate owners are finding more value in the market. So we're losing units. We don't have the resources to create enough units. The incomes related to intellectual capital are rising much faster. And if you project those trends out over 10 years, things are going to get worse, not better. So Pittsburgh, along with, there's no other city I've seen that has actually looked at the 2050 problem or the 2040 problem and designed a program that matches the scale of the oncoming problem.
Does Pittsburgh have an advantage? It's been held up as a symbol of urban redevelopment and revitalization.
Yes, it does have an advantage that it has a fantastic stock of historic buildings that, with appropriate programs, can be preserving their affordability and investing in those. It's cheaper to actually make existing buildings affordable than it is to build new ones. It also has a thriving economy. It's really hard to solve these problems when your economy is declining. Or, to put it another way, there are some cities in America where the housing is very affordable, but there's no jobs and they're losing their population. So growth and prosperity is a fantastic platform to work from. The fact that the mayor and the city council and the Affordable Housing Task Force, they're people who are really put this issue in the center of the debate right now, that's a very, very positive sign. But the solutions are going to require big and bold actions, not just adequate actions.
Developer Jonathan Rose is the author of The Well-Tempered City. He spoke with 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston.